Good afternoon. I'm Jill Sheridan with WFYI News Headlines at 4:32. An attorney for Republican Indiana Secretary of State Charlie White is accusing Democrats of trying to game the system by waiting until after the election to contest White's candidacy. Democrats say White committed voter fraud and was ineligible to run for Secretary of State. A Marion County judge today decides whether on Thursday whether the case can proceed. Notre Dame women's basketball team has returned to campus, welcomed by a group of about 150 fans and school employees following their loss in the NCAA championship game to Texas A&M. Notre Dame coach Muffet McGraw says the loss will weigh heavily on the Irish leading scorer, Skylar Diggins.
She will spend the entire summer, I'm sure, thinking about this game, and that's probably a good thing for us. You know, I think that's how we got motivated last year. You lose that last game, and you just get motivated to come back and work a little bit harder and make sure it doesn't happen again.
The Butler Bulldogs also returning home today after their loss in Houston. Hundreds attending a rally on campus right now. A fire at a French Lick apartment building has killed one man and forced more than 30 people to evacuate, including some who are disabled. The dead man lived in a second-floor unit where authorities believe the fire started. Investigators are trying to determine what caused the deadly blaze. The Indiana Museum of Art began a restoration project on a popular sculpture series today. Robert Indiana's numbers 0 through 9, 10 sculptures, which now stand on the grounds of the IMA, are being repainted. The large number sculptures were created by Indiana to mark a Simon Property Group anniversary. After the facelift, they will find a new home at the IMA's Alliance Sculpture Court. Right now, 69 degrees. I'm Jill Sheridan for WFYI News.